Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
According to a study from the UCLA Law School, 20 to 40% of homeless young adults in the U.S. identify themselves as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, LGBT. But while LGBT youth make up a disproportionately large percentage of the homeless population, there are relatively few safe places for them to stay. Reporter Samara Brieger tells us about a pilot program underway in Massachusetts to address that.
It's Thursday night in Cambridge at the Youth on Fire Drop-In Center. A 20-year-old woman in a flat-brim cap is dancing. She goes simply by the name Casanova. Youth on Fire, in the basement of a church on Mass Ave, is a place where homeless young adults can get services, like showers, counseling, and meals. Tonight, there's a talent show. Casanova found Youth on Fire about a year ago. A few months before that, her aunt took away her house keys, for good. Finding this place was a big deal for her.
I was just randomly, like, hanging around in Harvard, and then one of my friends was like, hey, let's go, you know where Youth is? And I was like, no. She just dragged me down here. I love it here. Yeah. It's so cool.
Casanova is currently living in a friend's apartment on a couch. She's a community college student, a graphic designer, a dancer, a poet, and a lesbian. According to a study out of the Williams Institute at UCLA Law, a disproportionate number of homeless young people are LGBT. What we don't know is exactly why.
I mean, I think that family rejection is huge, is a major component.
Ayala Livni is program manager at Youth on Fire.
When you boil it down, young adults are homeless for three main reasons, and that's that home doesn't exist, home isn't safe, or home isn't supportive. But in terms of why queer-identified young folks end up on the streets disproportionately compared to their straight-identified peers, I think it is all of those reasons coming together.
Livni says that not only are gay and transgender youth more likely to be homeless, they're also more likely to engage in risky behavior. To survive, some turn to sex work, exposing themselves to STDs, HIV, and violence.
So whether that is in the shelters where there aren't safe places for them, whether that's on the streets, in the community, all of these components come together to provide really dangerous situations for queer-identified young adults who are on the streets.
While LGBT youth can spend their days at Youth on Fire, it is not a shelter. It's closed at night. Livni says some of the LGBT young adults she sees during the day have been assaulted at night at shelters. But now, the Massachusetts Housing and Shelter Alliance, MHASA, a private nonprofit, is introducing a program to house this at-risk population. Joe Finn is MHASA's executive director.
It is a permanent housing that's accompanied by services that we are able to make services available to that tenant that are helpful in supporting that person in their tenancy, depending on what their specific wants and needs are.
Those services could include counseling, job placement, and access to health care. The pilot will provide 32 units of housing in Greater Boston and Western Mass. Youth on Fire is one of three organizations coordinating the housing. One Youth on Fire case manager is particularly excited about the program. She goes by the name Dee. Dee has her own apartment now, but she became homeless at age 16 when her family found out she was gay.
I come from a very strict religious background. It's not very popular to be homosexual in the church. And I ended up on the streets.
Dee says when she was homeless, she traveled with three other women, and she is now the only one of the three still alive. One of the women, her partner, died of an asthma attack. Dee says the program could change lives.
I can guarantee a lot of them would jump on it because they don't want to be like this. They don't want to be out here forever.
Casanova is applying for the MHASA housing. She says having a stable place would help her in school and in life.
So basically help me to be stable and I could be able to get my schoolwork done without worrying where I'm going to sleep the next night, you know.
Five young adults from Youth on Fire, including Casanova, have been approved for housing. Eight other Massachusetts young adults have already received housing. If the pilot is successful, many more could see themselves in stable housing for good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Samara Brieger.